these words now, this teachings of Jesus. Jesus is with his disciples. And they went into Capernaum. And immediately on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority, and not as the scribes. And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, "What have you to do with me, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing with him and crying with a loud voice, "Come out of him." And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching? With authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And at once his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee. For this is the word of God for you, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Have you ever heard someone with authority speak? Sure you have. There are those people that you honor, respect. You know something of their background, how they have studied, if they know their subject they're speaking about. But still, there's an authority that these people in the synagogue that day noticed about this man, Jesus. All of them didn't know who Jesus was. But the evil spirit was the one that identified, "You are the Son of God." Not in those words, but that's exactly what he meant. Jesus spoke with the authority because Jesus is God's Son. You know that authority means so much. The actual Son of God, the creator of the universe, was speaking to them. They were listening to God's Son, but there was a disturbance. Man with an unclean spirit, as described by the author Mark. And because of his shouting, it was disruptive to the service of worship. Jesus called forth the Holy Spirit from that individual. There was a convulsion, some kind of physical reaction, and it said that the evil spirit came out. Now, I don't know how we would identify that today. What is an evil spirit in a person? Or is that person not of sound mind? Or were they having some kind of seizure? What would actually tell of a person that was having troubles of that kind? I was pastor at church in Goldsboro, St. Paul. And at the end of the service that day, there were doors to the right, three doors over here in the very back, and then over to the left. And someone came in off the doors to the right, and he came in by himself, near the end of the service, came straight to the altar. We were singing the closing hymn, and fell down at the altar or knelt down. Started praying. So I did the pastoral thing. I went down and talked to him and asked him if it was special needs that we should pray about together and that we should share with the congregation of what was going on. He said, "No, just pray with me about this," and we did. And then the song was about completed when all of a sudden he just went back like this and fell over. But it was very convenient that he did not fall on the front pew. He turned to the side so he wouldn't hit his head on the pew. That was my assessment. People came up to check on him. One lady came up and said, "He's been slain in the spirit." And spiritually deaf as I wasn't real sure what that was. Doctors came up and checked his pulse, talked to him, worked with him. We were there after the service. I took him to Hardee's, McDonald's, many eating establishments because he said he wanted something to eat. Went to many, and then we went to the grocery store. But the only thing he wanted was cigarettes. And you can tell they'd been using them for a long time because of the yellowing of his hand. And I would not say I would pay for them. He got upset with me. Finally, after many establishments, it was about an hour, he walked off. Didn't want to have anything else to do with me because I was not buying him what he really needed, which was cigarettes. There's an audiovisual of the service, and every Monday the staff would meet and we would go through it and see what needed to be done. Pastor's sermon always needs to be changed or whatever. But we watched the service, and one of the janitors, we had two, James says, "Oh, that's Jose, I know him. He's been at it Berry for 17 years or more." He had had troubles with his spirit, his life, but he had found out that he could get and manipulate some people by having whatever experience it was at the altar and getting things. I called several different places and found out this has in true been the case. I'm not sure it was an unclean spirit, but that's a spirit that seeks to warp what we're about in the services of worship, of coming to hear about the gospel lesson. That happens. There's an unclean spirit among all of us when we seek to warp what God has truly fixed for our lives in giving us a Savior, Jesus the Christ. Jesus spoke with authority because he was God's Son. And God's Son would speak the truth that all may hear. Jesus read, was the custom in the synagogue. They would bring out a scroll and he was to read. Then he was to make comments or talk about the service, and then, as the preachers say, apply it to the lives of people that are gathered. Jesus did that. But he spoke with authority because he was God's Son. You know, what authoritative word have you heard from God in your own life? Because he wants to be the one who is the authority for your life. How to live, what to do, how to speak, how to guide your life. He wants to be the one to lead and guide and direct you. And we have all of those things laid out in the gospel lessons. Jesus said, "I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly." What is the authority in your life? Jesus talked about it. What's the authoritative voice that speaks to your heart when you're by yourself? Or when the TV's off? Or when you're reading? Or when you are quiet? What is the authoritative voice that speaks to you? God's Son is sought to be a part of your life and to guide and direct your life, to lead you daily in your pilgrimage, your walk of life. Jesus did that when he went to the synagogue to speak to the people, to read to the people, to apply the lessons to their lives. Jesus has taught us. He's taught us how to pray. He's taught us how to live. He's given us many different scriptures that we might use to guide and give direction to our thoughts, to our minds, to our acts that we do. On this Sunday, we come for communion, to commune with God. And as you come and receive the elements this Sunday, maybe you want to slip and kneel at the altar and offer your prayers to God and ask God that Jesus Christ, your Savior, can be the one to give guidance and direction to your life. And whatever it's about, ask Christ to come and give you the direction you need. And praise His name. Give thanks to God, who loves you so much that He gave His only Son upon the cross for your redemption. Thanks be to God for giving us a Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord, who is our Redeemer now and forevermore. Amen.